This is Toon Talk Weekly, episode 269. This week, Brad and I head back to 2014 when we check out the ADHD show, Stone Quackers.
You listen here, because I'm only going to say this one more. Hello? Hello?
Wait. What just happened there?
Hello?
Okay, well, that guy right there was having a conversation, and then there was that sound. And then the conversation was over.
Yeah, I feel it was kind of more of like a meow.
Like a ho.
A ho.
I think we're doing it too high because it was like a ho. That was the same note.
That was pretty good.
Guys, we're running low on toilet tissue, and I bought it the last three times. So one of you should really go out and buy some.
Ho.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Toon Talk Weekly. This is the weekly cartoon podcast where we chat all about cartoons. That is no different this week. We're gonna chat about another one. That's all we do. I'm Jake Williams. That other voice you hear here is my good friend Brad Chmielewski. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Dude, it's going great. I found another duck show for you.
I know. Why are there so many duck shows, right? There's ducks like... The ducks could never even turn into people. Why are there so many duck shows?
It's just kind of nutty because, like, I don't know, there's a lot of cat cartoons. There's, you know, there's like a couple of dog ones.
But there's not like, there's not a lot of dogs as people, cats as people. There are cats as like cats that can talk.
Yeah.
These are all the duck shows. They're never just talking ducks. They're ducks as people that can talk.
Right. Or, you know, you got your, why am I totally blanking on Huey, Dewey, and Louie? Your DuckTales, right? Like, they're ducks. Like, that's fine. But yeah, man, there's just so many shows for whatever reason. Cartoonists and artists are obsessed with drawing ducks.
I guess maybe it's a way to get in with Disney at some point. Like, I don't know. I got really good at drawing ducks, knowing someday Disney will do another duck show.
Right. Yeah, man, it's kind of weird. So I saw this and I was like, well, Brad will probably dig this because, you know, why not? It's got ducks. We've had a good history. We had DuckTales. We had like Breadwinners I really liked. And those are actually the two that pop off my head. But I feel like we've done like three or four other duck shows at this point.
I'm sure, yeah. Darkwing Duck.
Yep. We haven't done Duckman yet, which was like the MTV late night stuff from like the 90s. I think Jason Alexander voiced
Duckman. Howard the Duck?
No, Howard the Duck is the Marvel thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Duckman was like a raunchy, like Jason Alexander voiced this like stuck living in the city guy. And yeah, it's kind of interesting. So of course, welcome into Toon Talk Weekly. If you've never listened before, every single week, Brad and I are animators by day, but we also watch a lot of cartoons. And so we talk about one every single week, which can be quite the challenge. But we make it happen. We haven't missed a week yet. We're pretty happy about that. This week, we're talking about 2014's Stone Quackers. Brad, had you heard of the show before?
No, I hadn't heard anything about this.
I'm kind of shocked because the vibe of the show feels right up your alley or something that you would like. It's a show I could, if I was walking by Brad's computer, it would be on the other monitor.
Right. It's a duck version of regular show.
Yeah, it's got elements of that. It feels a lot like Lucas Brothers, even though Lucas Brothers was later. So I guess Lucas Brothers feels like this. But yeah, Stone Quackers, man, created by Ben Jones, premiered October 27th, 2014 on FXX as part of the ADHD block. And I got to say, this is the most ADHD feeling ADHD cartoon, as I can think. The animation domination high def block.
Yeah.
Originally, I guess... Stone Quackers is actually the first original show that premiered on FXX. I think that something happened. I was reading about this. I really should have taken better notes. But basically, the show was going to premiere. It was like basically done. And then it was going to be on ADHD, but then they didn't know what to do with it. And they started moving programming off when they kind of spun out FXX. And so it became one of the first shows to ever be, or the first show to be on FXX as an original, which is kind of interesting. Ben Jones, the creator, also created The Problem Solvers, which is a Cartoon Network show. I feel like I've heard of that, and I feel like I haven't actually gotten around to checking that one out yet. But
yeah.
Stone Quackers, 1 season, 12 episodes, and up to this point, actually, it's really funny. When I was searching around to watch an episode, dude, all you got to do is find like a cult show. I could see this show having like a cult following, but it didn't, you know, it didn't get like a rerun or anything. The fill-in from Google was like Stone Quackers, and then it was season two. Like people are looking around for it. Yeah, basically. I was gonna call them Duck Quackers, which is basically Stone Quackers is set in the fictional island city of Cheeseburger Island, which is a great name. The series revolves around the surreal misadventures of two main ducks, Wit and Clay, who are good friends, along with their friends Barf and Dottie. Dottie was in this episode as well, I think. And the incompetent officer Barry, who is voiced by John C. Reilly, which is fun. There's also a neighborhood kid, Bug, but I don't think I met him in the episode that I watched for today.
And their cat, Gothfield.
Oh my God.
Oh. Such an amazing name for a cat.
Oh, because it's like Garfield?
It's a black cat named Gothfield.
Well, then you'll appreciate this, Brad, that on May 1st, 2015, a spinoff of Stone Quackers called Gothball was released as a 10-episode web series on the YouTube channel.
So next week, that's what we're watching.
I mean, we could. It didn't run for very long, but I guess the character was originally called Gothfield, but I guess the show is called Gothball, and they made like a separate show, which is pretty fun. Well, I didn't even write that in my notes. I had to go over and check off to the side here because I didn't. The cat, I don't think, was in the episode that I watched. But
okay.
So kind of an interesting show. I didn't know what to expect. It is very much. If you've seen Lucas Brothers Moving Company, it's just like two slow moving, like best friend ducks or brother ducks or whatever they are, Wit and Clay. And it has this just vibe of like just chill, right? But then sometimes these psychedelic, weird, or like crazy demonic metal things might happen. And Wit and Clay seem like they're just kind of living day to day. Like they're just kind of figuring out, what are we going to do today? I don't know. We're going to do this thing. And situations just like escalate out of control, at least in what I checked out. Then you've got Barf, who kind of is the big dumb friend who doesn't always know like exactly what like he should be doing in a certain situation. And I really appreciated Officer Barry, this is the John C. Reilly voice guy, because he is a cop who he reminds me of like Officer Barb Brady in a way from South Park, where it's like, I'm just a nice guy who's a cop. I don't really want to get in any trouble or like get people into trouble. I'm just kind of a policeman. So yeah, let's talk about a couple episodes because I'm imagining we both watched a couple of different ones. The one I watched was mainly about the main thread was about the answering machine noise or like the hang up noise from a phone. I'd be interested in hearing about your episode first if you don't mind, Brett.
So I watched a couple episodes.
Oh, nice.
The first episode, it did involve Gothfield, but that was just a small portion where I forget whose cat it is Gothfield. He just goes out to the car for a minute, and he asks the girl duck, I'm forgetting everyone's name, to watch Gothfield for a minute. He goes out to the car. He goes into the car, and she's like, oh no, Gothfield, he is gone. It's just us now. So we're going to drink poison applesauce together and end our lives. And Gothfield is like freaking out. And she's like, I'm sorry, he's gone, but there's nobody else beyond us. and then he comes back in and Gothfield like jumps into his arms.
What?
That was just like a side plot to this episode, or I don't even know what that was, but the main point of the episode, this one, was the one character, the short fat character, his girlfriend is basically a picture of this girl that works as the lifeguard, I think, at the pool. Mm-hmm. And he just has a picture of her. And he talks to her in a voice like, "Oh, you're so cute, da 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 da." And he has a awful obsession with her that he actually takes the picture to IKEA, but they call it Flykea in this world because they're ducks.
Nice, perfect.
And they have a fight in IKEA, him and the picture. So that's pretty hilarious. And then at some point, his friends end up tying him up because they're like, "Hey, man, you got a problem." And he said, "You know what? You guys are lame." And that's like basically their bro code for like, "What'd you call us?" I think he said lame. But like, that's it. We said, if we ever call each other lame, we got to tie each other up and break this spell. So they tie him up and then they like sing a friendship song. And he's like, "Ah, yeah, you guys are right." And he throws the picture out the window.
Nice. What? That's so like weird. I can't even follow your description. I'm just knowing how this show feels and like watching only one episode. I'm just like, the show is just all over the place.
Mm-hmm. The other episode I watched involved them going to a party and then they're showing off their skateboard tricks because the one guy didn't really want to go to the party. He was just like, "No, tonight we're gonna watch these 5 skate videos and eat bread." And he's like, "No, we're gonna go to this party, then we can come back and eat bread." He's like, "All right." So they're at the party like showing off their skate tricks. Mm-hmm. Then he does a skate trick where he like pretends to break his board, but it's all like, "I got you, you thought I was gonna break my board." And then this one bully duck comes up and basically smashes his board and everyone cheers. So he's sad, walking away. And then some hillbilly guy drives up and they're like, "Oh man, what's the matter?" And he's like, "Jimmy broke my board." And the hillbilly guy's like, "Jimmy," and says his last name. He's like, "I told that guy to never show his face in this town again. Where's he at?" then they go to the party and the two main ducks are like, "Oh man, we should go help him. We shouldn't have like ratted him out like that." And then they find a bunch of hillbilly guys spitting on him. Like they got him they got him down on the ground and they're just spitting on him.
Of course. Like you do.
I think that's most of the episode. Then they kind of break it up. They get spit on too, because then the hillbilly guys are like, "What, you're trying to stop us? You're gonna get spit on."
Oh, so, what a weird show.
I think it ends with them watching the skate videos at their house.
Perfect. Yeah. Man, I don't even know how I like describe this show to people, like what they can expect, you know.
Random teenage hijinks with ducks.
Yeah. The episode I watched, man, I think you would get a kick out of, because Whit and Clay are like watching TV one day, and on the TV there's like a scene in some movie or TV show where, you know how people have like weird phone conversations in movies, like nobody says bye, that kind of thing, right? Like on the phone, right? So there, somebody's on the phone and then someone just hangs up and this guy is sitting there going like, "Hello, hello, who's there?" And you know, you can hear the ooh, mm-hmm. like it just got hung up. And then they start making the sound on the couch. They're like, they can't get the pitch right. They're just each taking a turn going, ooh, 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 ooh. And then they start annoying, I think it's Dottie, who comes to ask him something and talk to him. And they realize they can get out of the conversation by just pretending like they've just, like they're a phone who just hung up. So like Dottie's talking to them, and when they're done listening to her, they just start going, ooh.
Oh, funny. Okay.
So then they start taking this all over town. Like a homeless guy is like telling him his life story and like why he needs some food. And then they just start oohing at him, making like the phone hang up sound. And even the homeless guy is like, hello, are you there? He's like right in front of them, but he's like asking him like, did you hang up? Are you still there? So they do that. They go to like a liquor store and do it. And the cashier doesn't know what to do. So then they just like steal the booze and run away. They go rob a bank. They like take over a church. It like escalates pretty quickly. There's a great scene though, where they're then on top of their roof later in the day. This is only like 2 minutes of this episode. But they're talking about how, I don't know, man, I think we're really overdoing the ooh noise. I think we're like, we should really stop doing that or whatever. And one of them calls his friend a name. He's like, I don't know, man, I think you're just being a big baby. And I just love the way his friend comes back to him. He's like, yeah, well, you're being a real honky right now. Did you just call me a honky? And they just get all mad at each other, calling each other honky on the roof.
Man, Clay, I'm not feeling so good. I feel like we're going overboard with this whole sound.
What the heck are you talking about? This is working for the best.
No, dude, I feel like it's too much of a good thing, man. I feel like we're abusing it.
Dang, wait, you're kind of acting like a mama's boy.
Did you just call me a mama's boy?
That's right.
Well, you're kind of acting like a real honky right now.
Don't you?
Ah, call me a honky! I'm not a honky, witch! Screw you, witch!
No, you're a honky!
No, I'm not a honky!
You...
The other portion of this episode is, actually, I guess there's technically two more stories. His Dottie is greeted at the door by Officer Barry, who comes by, and they're clearly like kind of interested in each other. And they're kind of having this like awkward, they like each other, you know, conversation or whatever. And Dottie's ex-boyfriend shows up, and he's just out parked, like kind of up on the curb, yelling at her from the car. And Officer Barry's like, oh, I don't want to get in the middle of anything. I'll just head home. But the boyfriend's like the stereotypical, like, oh, you broke up with me. You suck so much. You're just like yelling. And eventually Officer Barry can't take it anymore. He was going to grab something out of his car. I can't remember what it was, but his two options were like that item or basically a hacksaw. And he grabs the automated hacksaw and just starts cutting the guy's car in half, like right down the middle. And his reasoning is, well, you were harassing her, so you kind of set me off. But also that side was on the curb, so technically it was on her property. So I'm gonna impound this half of your car. And the guys, you know, Whit and Clay and those guys show up, and he's like, can you guys help me put half of this car in my trunk? It's a weird scene. And the final part of this episode that, man, it goes in such weird places is Whit is just taking a bath, and Barf shows up talking about how he just upgraded the house and he thought it smelled a little bit, so he put all these air fresheners in the heating vents. He's like, yeah, if I just put air fresheners up there, it'll like heat them up and then everything will smell all nice. See, it smells like so nice in here. But then they start hearing this rattling and they're not quite sure. He's like, what did you put up there? He's like, no, they're air fresheners. And Clay comes in with a box, excuse me, that clearly says like live snake eggs, like fresh, like don't like heat up or whatever. And so here, Barf, he's like, no, they're air fresheners. Let me put on my reading glasses. And they're those Kanye West like stunner shades with the bars across them.
Yeah.
And when he puts them on, all he can read on the box is fresh, warm, ventilated. Like he doesn't read like that they're snake eggs. So now they've put all these snake eggs that are being hatched in their heating system throughout their house.
Hey guys, do you guys know where all these boxes came from?
Oh, yeah, those are mine.
Yeah, hey Barf, why does that box say fresh eggs?
Actually, this says fresh snake eggs.
Guys, what are you talking about? You're all idiots. You need to learn how to read. Let me just put on my reading glasses. See? It says fresh, warm, ventilate. All classic air freshener lingo.
Oh, hey guys. Are y'all hearing that? It sounds as if there's like a million snakes hatching in all of our air vents.
Whoa, can I see those glasses?
And then their house fills with snakes, and it turns into this like weird, like everybody's a demon, and like Dottie is like covered in snakes as if they're leeches, saying like, this is the worst timeline, this is awful, and like there's just fire in the sky, and the whole house is covered in snakes, and it just ends, and that's just it. It's
Man,
so
a lot
weird.
Happened in your episode.
It's only like three little stories in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm like, these are 10 minutes long. Like, why? How do you have so much? And mine was like, yeah, they went to a party and, like, someone got spit on.
Dude, it was so weird. Unless I watched some weird, like, somebody had a mashup of three episodes and I didn't know what happened. But it was strange, man. but really fun.
Sure.
I don't really know how else to describe this show because it's kind of nuts, right? Yeah, no, man. I'm literally looking at a description of this episode. Whit and Clay discover a new sound to get them out of trouble. Barry stops the disturbance between Dottie and her ex, and Barf puts snake eggs in the house. That all happened in my episode. So freaking weird. So anyway, I had a lot of fun. Brad, what were your thoughts on the show?
Yeah, I really like this show. Like, this and our Dino Cupcake show are two like shows I really need to dive into and watch more of and get a better grip on.
Yeah, the show is just one of those like perfect late night shows. It just has this vibe of like chill, but then sometimes crazy things happen. It also kind of reminds me of like the pacing and the tone of that Golan the Insatiable show we watched.
Maybe
this spring, but it might also have been on the same network. I can't quite remember, but the characters are interesting enough. Because of the vibe of the show, I feel like they don't need to be like super fleshed out. Like, you're like, I don't know, Whit and Clay are just like two buddies and stuff just happens. And it does make use of like definitely pointing out like weird, awkward things, like in my episode, like the telephone noise. Like, oh yeah, it's a noise I really never thought that much about. Actually, my wife came by when I was watching this show and she stayed and watched most of it because she's like, this seems like two guys were just drinking, having a conversation, and then they made it an episode.
Exactly. That does seem like a lot of them.
So, fun show. It looks like only the first season for now. And then Brad actually has to go check out the Goth Ball series to see what that was like, the web series.
Right.
See if that was any good. I'll have to dig that up. But definitely a fun show. Definitely worth checking out. So I think we're going to recommend Stone Quackers. On the list of duck shows, it definitely makes the list of duck shows.
It's of the duck shows, it's on the list of duck shows.
I don't know that we've watched a bad duck show. I think they're all pretty good. Maybe that's it. Maybe ducks are the secret, man. We figured it out.
You got it. As long as there's ducks, it's good.
Nobody can like hate on ducks. Oh, Harvey Beaks was a duck, right? Wasn't he technically a duck? Man, there's so many ducks. Anyway, that's enough ducks for today. Brad, where can people find you when you're not recording Toon Talk Weekly?
I'm on Twitter @brad, and my blog is digitalhitchhiker.com.
Check them out over there. You can find me on Twitter @JacobWilliams, and of course the show. We're all over social media @ToonTalkWeekly on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, YouTube. There's probably more we could sign up for, but I think that's plenty. ToonTalkWeekly@gmail.com, the main hub. If you want to send us any emails, let us know what you think of the show, or if there's more we should know about Stone Quackers, because I think we both had a good time with the show. ToonTalkWeekly.com, main place you can find any and all episodes up to this point. Like last week's episode on Disenchantment, a couple weeks ago we did the Cupcake and Dino you just mentioned. There's been a lot of fun new ones recently, although we weren't that nice last week, so maybe don't. anyway, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Toon Talk Weekly. We'll be back next week with another cartoon.
And take care.
About the show, visit ToonTalkWeekly.com or follow us on Twitter @ToonTalkWeekly.